It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by Gonzales Painters and Contractors. Voted the best painters in the Triangle by Indie Week and featuring a 4.9-star Google rating, Gonzales Painters and Contractors' commitment to excellence and transformative artistry speaks volumes. Trust the experts to exceed your expectations for your next interior or exterior paint project. Visit fgpainting.com. We are now joined by Carrboro Mayor Barbara Fushi for Conversations with the Mayors. Barbara, how's your week been?
It's been pretty good, busy, like all of them these days. But it's Friday, and so happy Friday.
Have you adjusted to the busy mayor of a or schedule of a mayor yet?
Sometimes I feel like I have, and other times not.
I'm sure. I can't even imagine just like all the things that come up, and there's like all the annual things that you're having to do for the first time. Mm-hmm. Also, and you're like, oh, I guess this is a thing. Mm-hmm. I had a moment with Damon where we were coming right up on the anniversary of his first year in office, and I was like, oh, so this is going to be your first Thanksgiving. Do you have to pardon a turkey or anything? And he gave me a look like for a split second, like, do I have to pardon a turkey?
Is that something I'm missing? There are always things popping up, you know, when you're the mayor, always emails, events. I've had multiple double bookings on my calendar in the last 3 months or so.
I'm sure. Well, one thing that's pretty regularly happening is that meeting of the Carrboro Town Council, and you had sort of a busy one this week, so I thought I'd let you start. Is there anything that stood out to you that you think folks ought to know about?
Yes, so we did have a presentation from Ms. Kate Finhagen with Orange County about the crisis diversion facility that will be in Orange County, I believe, probably in the Hillsborough area. So we got a very extensive overview about that facility, and we're pretty excited, you know, because it will allow for, as they said, more warm handoffs of folks that may actually be experiencing mental health or behavioral crisis versus someone that may actually have to be in police custody. And so I think, you know, I think that's a good thing, right, that we actually start looking at how to better evaluate those mental health and behavioral issues, which I, from what I got from the presentation, a very large number of our law enforcement calls do involve something of that nature. And so we kind of need to, thus the diversion part, right? So we're diverting this over to a crisis diversion facility where they will have staff and the appropriate infrastructure, you know, to help those folks in those kind of crisis.
Absolutely seems like a great thing for the community. And obviously from the services end, it'll be great for Carrboro. Is there anything on the kind of on Carrboro's end, like investment wise in this that will happen? Or is this just
no, just access and knowledge, you know, about that facility? Of course, our law enforcement could potentially be involved, our law enforcement and maybe South Orange EMS, you know, as far as transporting folks that may need the services that will be provided there. But this is all Orange County.
We're visiting with Carrboro Mayor Barbara Fushi on Conversations with the Mayors. And another thing that came up at that meeting that I'd like to talk about is discussion of what to do with the cogen plant and the UNC rail line that runs through Carrboro. And there's been some discussion, you know, some very optimistic discussion of turning it into a multimodal trail and having some like housing and maybe mm-hmm. some commercial along there. What's that conversation like at this point, and how realistic are those conversations?
So I've been to one meeting of this policy steering committee that's currently in place. We did get a presentation from Senator Greg Meyer, sustainability director from UNC, and also someone from Central Pines, which was formerly TJ Cog. And so TJ Cog is actually supposed to be helping in the writing of some grants for some funding around some of the initiatives with this effort. And it is like a rails to trails, you know, kind of project with the hope of developing in and around the former rail bed there. That's the goal, maybe some economic development, maybe some affordable housing. And certainly it's good that this group is coming together and starting to discuss. But of course, UNC sits in the center of all of it, and it won't move until UNC gets themselves in a better position about the use of coal.
And there's obviously no realistic timeline on Carborough's side for that. So this is still sort of some optimistic planning and hopes of some future movement there.
Right. So certainly talking at least 10 years and could be as long as 20 years. Certainly UNC, as their sustainability director told us Tuesday night, they've made some progress, you know, in transitioning, but they still have, you know, more to go in order for us to be able to get where we want to get with this project, this Rails to Trails project, with economic development and affordable housing kind of buffering it. So, you know, we have a meeting this afternoon, and, you know, we'll just continue to kind of plug along and just see what happens. It's exciting.
It's definitely exciting.
But we have to be realistic about that timetable, too. I mean, you know, and there's a lot that has to happen there. Lots of community engagement, you know, and just public engagement in general. And, you know, this grant writing that's going on with Central Pines. And so there's a lot of different moving parts with it. But I appreciate the fact that there is at least meetings and conversation and just trying to structure the whole thing.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things where it's really fun to kind of imagine a better future in the area.
Yeah.
And that would be a huge boon. Another project that people have been kind of imagining the future on for a long time is the 203 South Greensboro project. And I want to bring this up in the context of the Carborough Film Festival that we got a bunch of news about. One of the things being that it will actually be happening at that site once it's open this year. So I wonder if you could talk about some of those changes for the Carborough Film Festival first.
Yeah, sure. So there's been several changes to my knowledge, and one of them is the artistic director. That will change. It looks like their technical coordinator, I believe, for the film festival will be elevated to the new director for the Carborough Film Festival. So that sounds exciting. And also the venue. The new venue, will be the 203 project, which is slated to open later this summer. We will have performing arts space there and are happy to host the Carborough Film Festival in early 2024. The date is changing from the week before Thanksgiving to January of 2024, because there seemed to be some type of clashes with
2025,
timing.
Right? January
2025. I'm
right.
Sorry.
Yes, we're barreling into the future here, aren't we?
Thank you so much, Andrew. But it's moving from November 2024 to January 2025. The week before Thanksgiving, I think, also put the Carborough Film Festival kind of clashing a little bit with some other festivals that were going on. And so they just decided to move the date. So we have a new director, we have a new venue, and we have new dates. And so we're very excited about that. And I believe that they will probably maybe the first to host something there of this nature, the first Carborough Film Festival there, at least I will say that. So lots of exciting news on that end.
Yeah, it's the first thing I've heard of scheduled to be at the site, the 203 site. So it's definitely a step in the imagination of it becoming a real thing. And I know we don't have any specific updates on that, but we're still looking summer this year.
I would definitely say by late summer.
Outstanding. It's all happening in Carborough.
It's happening right there on that corner.
We're visiting with Carborough Mayor Barbara Fushi, and we've got a little bit of time left. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
Yeah, so today is Dexter Rahm Weber Day in the town of Carborough. We honor his life and his legacy, and we continue to send very warm thoughts out to his family and his friends and community. Mr. Rahm Weber, from my understanding, was legendary in the music industry. I think one of the groups that I remember was the Flat Duo Jets. And we were very proud to have a resolution that was presented at our council meeting on Tuesday night by Mayor Pro Tem Danny Now, you know, in his memory. Also in that resolution, we were asking our town staff to get together and come up with a fitting public tribute to Mr. Ron Weber. It's my understanding it's just a musical family, from what I understand. But certainly today is Dexter Ron Weber Day in the town of Carrboro. We ask you to keep his family in your thoughts and also just to remember his life and legacy as it relates to music in our community.
Carrboro Mayor Barbara Fushi, thank you for making the time and have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks so much.